They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening yet again today. We're top of mind awareness for so many people at any level, whether it's home or business, is the safety and security of the stuff that you have, be it computers or bicycles or whatever it happens to be, your cell phone even, and making sure that you know that it's safe is what John Shalness does. John is the founder of My Property ID Registry, and we're going to talk to him about how this all got started, some of my early doubts about the program, and how I've come around recently. John, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you with us as an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael.
This is it's an interesting story. Full disclosure, I have known John for a number of years, and I've seen his product, and I always sort of thought that it was too simple to work. and now I look at this and go, no, wait a minute. You're missing a link or two. John, go ahead and tell us about what was the genesis of My Property ID Registry?
Well, the genesis was that I had a job at a school for juvenile delinquents, and the company offered graduate classes. And I was taking a graduate class, and our instructor asked the class, what is dollar for dollar the most potent crime prevention strategy available? And in the class, there were a lot of law enforcement professionals, and including myself, thinking, well, more police officers, better training, more equipment. And then she announced to the group that neighborhood associations are the most powerful crime prevention strategy, dollar for dollar. Hmm. And I got to admit that I was in a little bit of denial about that, and I had to go up to her during the break and ask. And when I went home for the evening, I Googled it and read about it and found out that in my neighborhood is a neighborhood association. And when I talked to them and told them about my background, they said, we'd like you just to join the board. And so that was my introduction to crime prevention strategies, which are very unique from crime fighting, which is what police do, and then crime deterrence, which is what we as citizens typically do, locking our doors, trimming our bushes, making sure that we have lights on to deter criminals from coming into our homes. But crime prevention is something different altogether.
So crime prevention is exactly what My Property ID Registry is all about. Would that be accurate?
Yes, that's accurate. It's a modernization of one of the most important crime prevention strategies out there, but it's been forgotten. It's the companion to Neighborhood Watch, which everybody has heard of. But operation identification was always very cumbersome, and I figured out a way to make it easier, and it actually now works globally.
And this is something, as you just said, globally, and this is something that goes hand in hand with with your own personal site where you explain it to us. How does My Property ID Registry work? What do you have to do? What's going on here?
Well, let's go back to the 1960s to the genesis of Operation Identification. Most listeners will remember the horrible story of the murder of Kitty Genovese in New York in 1964. And in the aftermath of her murder, three strategies were developed: emergency 911, Neighborhood Watch, and Operation Identification. And again, in its earliest days, the way that Operation Identification worked was your local police department would issue you a sticker. And on that sticker would say, the property in this home has been marked, serial numbers have been recorded for ready identification by law enforcement. And we had that here in Des Moines. It exists in Miami, Florida. It exists in New York City, all across Canada. And what you would do back in the 1960s, if you can believe it, is you would etch your social security number into the back of all your valuables.
Oh, lawnmowers. My. Oh, my.
Lawnmowers, things like that, your stereo. Then in the 1970s, people began to see that the social security number was not as secure, so they graduated to the driver's license. So then you started etching your driver's license number into everything, and then you would add the two-state abbreviation. You would take out a sheet of paper, list all the serial numbers and the makes and models of your property, and then stick that into a filing cabinet. And if your items were ever stolen, the police honestly only care about one thing. They don't care about video footage. They don't care about alarms. They want the serial numbers. Hmm. And so my property ID takes that to the next level. So in its, if you unplug your computer, my property ID registry operates just like the old strategy. You've put a warning sign on the door of your home. You have put a tag with a unique number on it. Instead of your license tag, it's a number that's assigned to you by my website. And then you have a database where you enter the makes model, the make, model, and serial numbers. And I actually encourage people to print out that record and keep it in their files, because you never know, you know, things break. But then the last little part of this is the internet, which is, as you know, you can send an email from yourself to anybody on the planet. All cell phones are connected. And the way my strategy works is that if somebody finds an item with that tag on, a good Samaritan, say the cleaning crew at an airport, they can go to my URL, mypropertyidregistry.com, which is on the tag, enter the number that's on the tag into my website, and a email will be sent to you and a copy to my security department. It doesn't tell the sender anything about you. You don't learn anything about the sender. They may just say to you, come and pick up your item at the lost and found at the Orlando airport when you come back from Disney World.
Huh. So this is an amazing bit of technology, utilizing hard copy stickers, which everybody would see, and then going into the internet. Now, one of the early questions I had, John, about this was, well, gosh, you have a sticker on something, and even though it's, you know, highly scientific glue that's on the back of the sticker, it probably wouldn't take a whole lot to peel that sticker off.
That is correct.
Okay.
And the power of the strategy is not the sticker.
Uh-huh.
And the analogy I like to use is the license plate on a car. What does it take to get a license plate off? A screwdriver. The power of the license plate on the car is the linkage in the databases that nobody ever sees that connects the rightful owner with the VIN number of the motor vehicle and the license plate. And that's what my strategy does. It's the back end that people don't typically think of that has advanced remarkably over the decades. I mean, if you think of the way a license plate works, any law enforcement professional anywhere in the country can trace any license plate in under a second. And all that I've done is migrated this strategy to the web and made it a DIY for homeowners and small businesses. So the tag, the little tag on an item, serves two purposes. It's a warning to a criminal that they're picking up property that can be traced back to the rightful owner. And it's also there as an aid to a good Samaritan who wants to return something.
Hmm. John Chalmers, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the founder of My Property ID Registry. We're talking about ensuring the safety of your stuff, be it business or be it personal. So, John, all right, so we've got these stickers, we put them on, and then comes a little work on the behalf of the person that has ordered the system. So they have to actually sit down and put in the serial number in a database.
That is correct. So let's just unpack that a little bit.
Right.
So two things. First of all, the tag number that you receive in the mail from me is already uploaded to the database. So nobody has to enter that. It's already there. So you apply that tag to the bottom of, say, a game system. And when you've turned over that game system, there sits the make, model, and serial number on a little tag. Now, you can do this three different ways. You could, if you're young, you can do it yourself because your eyes are good. If you're a couple and you're a little bit older, it's a great couples activity because one of you can be the serial number reader and the other can be the serial number enterer. And then there are also apps out there that read text.
Huh.
You can just go out to the app store and put in a text reading and you'll get something that will let you do that. But the other thing is, you know, it's like those infomercials. Once you enter it, you can forget it. You know, you only have to do it once. And once you've done everything in your house, it takes about, depending on how much stuff you have, you know, 10 to 30 minutes. And then you only have to do it when you bring something new into the home. And it's not all that dissimilar to buckling a seatbelt or changing the battery in a smoke detector. You just get in the habit of doing this.
Interesting stuff. It is My Property ID Registry. And our guest is John Shellness, the founder of this process. All right. So, and your system, which is all-encompassing, I'm looking at a sample right here in the studio. And it's nicely put together. Very complete instructions on what to do. And I think one of the things that many people may be missing, because I want you to say this again, is when you report something stolen, be it a bicycle, be it your car, be it whatever it happens to be, and you notify the police, yeah, they'll take a description, but what are they most interested in, John?
Okay, so again, this is a two-part response. Citizens have become so cynical that oftentimes when they're a victim of a crime, they don't even report it.
Huh.
It's thought that with property crimes, about 50% of the time, citizens don't even bother filing a police report because they're cynical. And this is where this is the connection that exists that makes something a crime prevention strategy. It's a way of connecting citizens with law enforcement. Law enforcement values serial numbers. If you are a victim of a crime and you contact the police and you can provide them with the serial numbers, which you can just email to them from my system, they will then just sit in their squad car all comfy in the heat and will copy and paste the make, model, and serial numbers into their global databases.
Hmm.
And you would be surprised how much the police recover nationwide. Millions and millions and millions of suspected stolen items, but they have no way of repatriating those items with the rightful owner. You can go into the police station and point at something and say, hey, that's my air compressor. But unless you can prove it's yours with the record of the serial number or maybe with my tag hidden somewhere on the item, you'll never get it back. And the perpetrator will never be convicted. This is the key. And so that's where crime prevention comes in. We haven't really touched on that. It's connecting citizens with law enforcement in meaningful ways that leads to arrests and convictions.
So let's say one of the favorite places that we see on television anyway, John, is that the police make the rounds of the local pawn shops. And they go in and they go, let's see if... But with this system... It could be the pawn shop owner that identifies whatever this is and contacts the police. Would that be accurate?
Well, that's accurate, but pawn shop owners right now by law have to go onto the police databases and check serial numbers now.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
But if it's never been reported as stolen, then they can just sell it.
Got it.
And... that's just so critical because Most homeowners don't keep a record of the serial numbers because they think if it goes out the door, they'll never see it again. But this is about trust building with the police, that if you can provide the police with the serial numbers, even if your stolen item gets put in a FedEx box and shipped to the West Coast, it will still pop up on a database for the police. And then similarly, if you have one of my tags, say, hidden inside the battery compartment of something and somebody finds it, they can, if they are a good Samaritan, they can return the item to you.
It is a fascinating look at how citizenry can help protect what stuff that they have, be you a business or be you a private homeowner. And this works for everything, including all of my recording equipment, I would imagine, our many bicycles that we happen to have, all of the things that we value that we want to hold on to. And should they ever get stolen, they could be returned. John, I want to thank you for visiting with us about this. I think this is really a neat system. And, of course, we will have links to John's website up on our radio blog so you can learn more about this. Business utilization of this, John, what normally happens there? What are people mostly reporting that they are tagging? What kinds of things? You would know better than I.
Sure. Well, look, when you say business, you're entering into a billion-dollar global industry. Think about any large institution you've ever been to, a university, a college, a city library, any kind of large corporation. If you turn a computer monitor around, or if you look at the computer box, there is going to be a tag there that says property of fill in the blank with a number. And this is a strategy that's been going on since the 1950s. Mm. Every piece of government equipment at the federal level is also traced using this strategy. So I always like to give the example that the computer labs at universities are not burglarized as much as the dorm rooms and the houses around a university. Yeah. And the reason for that is that there is an employee at every college whose job is to put a tag on the item, go into a database, enter in the make, model, and serial number, and then locate that item somewhere in the facility. What I have done is miniaturized it. So it now works for tiny municipalities, mom-and-pop businesses, homeowners, college students. That's really where the breakthrough with my product is. Because, again, large corporations, government agencies have been doing this for decades.
Hmm. It's a fascinating look at how you can protect your stuff. John, thank you so very much for spending time with us. We will circulate this far and wide.
Yes, and just to follow up, I mean, it is a global strategy, so it can be ordered from me and I will ship it anywhere on the planet where you have reliable mail service, and I don't ship for any extra charge.
Good stuff. John Shellness, thanks again.
Thank you too, Michael.
Once again, that's the voice of John Shellness. He is the founder of My Property ID Registry, and yes, we will have links to his webpage on our radio blog. That is a wrap for this edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for listening. We certainly do appreciate that. And for all the folks that put this together each and every day, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for John Shellness, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.